There's an interesting trend afoot regarding car users and car lovers and the declining price of fuel. When it's significantly cheaper to drive, how does that change the experience of driving? When gas prices have hit their lowest levels in 5 years, an average of $2.20 a gallon, Goldman Sachs says oil is going to stay that way. Close to $40 a barrel is their prediction. Joseph Shofar is a transportation expert at Northwestern University. He says car love tracks with fuel prices up and down. But real changes in consumer behavior, those are harder to see.
Americans in particular have a great attachment to their automobiles and to the features inside of them. And as the price of fuel goes down, it seems, if you watch what's going on in the marketplace, that there's some indication that people are more willing to invest more in the vehicle and buy bigger vehicles. I think you have to be careful about looking at those market trends because buy gasoline and we look at what we see in the newspapers and we see the price of gasoline and the price of a fill-up going from whatever it was, $50 a tank to $35 a tank or $40 a tank. And we see an increase in sales of larger vehicles, SUVs in particular. There's an association there, but the causality may not be particularly direct because the economy is changing. The economy has rebounded very substantially. More people are employed. More people have money. So it's not just the price of gasoline. Also, the product that the automobile manufacturers is changing. Fuel economy is going up, so gasoline becomes less of an issue. So, and to the extent that the consumers in the marketplace like to drive big vehicles, I have to say something I don't fully understand myself, it makes it a little bit easier to make those kinds of purchases.
And the declining price of fuel, along with some of these other economic factors that you've described, make it easier for people to fall in love again with their car that was, sucking their wallet dry just a few months ago.
When gasoline was at $4 a gallon, and the economic studies, market studies seem to indicate that $4 a gallon was a point of sensitivity for drivers, people were more reluctant to buy larger vehicles. Now that we're looking at $2 and $2.50 a gallon, I think that's psychological. Again, I think when you look at the marketplace, it's useful not to be too simplistic in the analysis and to realize that there are a lot of other things going on at the same time. And among them is the fact that the automobile manufacturers make a larger profit on larger vehicles. And so they have a variety of ways of offering incentives for people to buy them. So you match the incentives with the desire to have room to roam around inside the vehicle.
So guardedly, it's boom times for horsepower and whistles and bells in the car interior.
Yeah, well, people want to tweak their driving experience. They want to, and you can think about that also from the point of view of public transit, that people want to get more use out of their time, and because the time in transit historically has been time wasted. And if people want to be productive or they want to be connected or they want to be doing something that's enjoyable, so what you see is people on public transit are using wireless devices, they're recording devices and trying to stay in touch, people trying to do the same thing in the automobile. So the automobile really becomes kind of an extension of the living room and the office and perhaps even in the bedroom. I think there's another trend that's going on that's really useful to keep an eye on, and that is it seems that the younger generation, people in their 20s, are evolving into a different value set where ownership of the vehicle is less important, and engaging in active and productive use of time is really more important. And I think that's one of the reasons why you're seeing a bit of an increase in ride sharing, not just in the United States, but particularly around in Western Europe.
Which again makes the interior and the feel and the design of the interior even more important. Joseph Shofar, thanks so much.
Glad to speak with you.
Joseph Shofar is a transportation expert at Northwestern University.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.